Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Huge NBA show for you tonight.
How about that?
Well, I mean, I figured that's what we do, right? Like, who cares about baseball?
Not the way that you want to lead a baseball show, but hey, you know, you're the one. You're the lead here. I'll take your lead on this. Let's go NBA. Let's go Oregon women's softball, huh? I know how much you love the ping.
Well, you know, I was more thinking about, you know.
We should talk more college baseball and softball. Why not, Patrick?
Well, you know why, Joe.
Because you hate
Now you're just baiting me.
Because you hate the sound of a metal bat?
Yeah, I do.
It's baseball. Come on!
Well, I was at a bar the other day. And I put the sound...
Shocking development.
I put the sound on as I was doom scrolling because I wanted to hear the crack of someone hitting home run. I think it was Cal Raleigh against the Yankees last night to throw it. And they lost that game. But I still want to hear the sound.
Well, you know what? It's interesting.
That torpedo bat.
Makes me feel good.
To draw some comparisons to golf is that my irons...
Jared Golf?
No, golf.
Oh, golf.
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 G-O-L-F. When I just absolutely pure my irons, they make this sound that is very much like a crack of the bat almost. It's just It's just this thick, meaty, just crack. And I just, I love it. I can't get enough of it. But my buddy, he has five wood and 3 wood. Their ping golf clubs.
He's got
clubs.
Some big wood.
When he pures his ping and his woods,
to slip it, in there.
It is just the cleanest metal ping sound there is. And you can just tell. But just the sound it makes, it's more of that metal contact. And it's just like the cleanest ping that you could ask for. And I love both sounds. I love them both.
But I also think
whether it's a ping or a thud.
But I also think you're used to the ping in golf. You're used to the metal
well,
on
again,
the ball.
When I'm saying I hit my irons, they make a certain sound that does not sound like a ping. It sounds like a crack of a wooden bat almost.
Is that because you're going way far to the left out of bounds?
No, that's me puring it straight down the middle, 200 ooh, yards with my ooh, five iron.
Ooh,
okay, thank
greens
you very much.
And regulation.
It's funny how much you want to talk basketball, and we're still talking baseball.
We're actually talking golf.
I'm talking golf.
Well,
right
golf,
now.
Baseball, adjacent. Hey, by the way, speaking of which, I saw something that I think would interest both of you guys. It is baseball related, and it got me excited. So if we're only talking mostly basketball, I got to get it out of the way now. Quickly. So you know the giveaways at baseball games now, like when you first 10,000 fans get a bobblehead or whatever.
I got a great Griffey one up against the wall.
Yeah, the Mariners are experts at that.
Yeah, well, they love it. They're really good at it.
No, they are. And a lot of teams are stepping their game up. Like you get like actual nice jerseys or jackets. And the Mariners have done something that I never thought that I would see the day of, but they are doing college.
Put a winning product on the field.
Oh!
Hey! Bazinga, you're like the 1,000th person that said that to me in like the last 2 years. Thank you, though. It's fun. Yeah, it sucks to be a Mariners fan.
What are they doing? They giving a giant 6-foot long hot dog to people or what?
Kind of wish now that you said that. No. College themed right Mariners jackets and jerseys. So for all y'alls, Duck graduate and Wazoo graduate, they have got a nice Mariners Wazoo jacket giveaway. Gross. For one game. And then I never thought I'd see the day, especially just kind of piqued my interest since we are the Duck station here in Portland. It is a Ducks Mariners jersey, a literal Seattle Mariners colored green and yellow jersey with a Duck logo on the side. I'm just like, you made this just for me. It's mine. I have to get it.
I got a friend who has
July 18th.
I got a friend who rocks a Seattle Mariners hat that's in crimson and gray. And even that, I look at him like, no.
Again,
no, thank you.
You're missing out, man. Oregon, the Wazoo jacket looks pretty sick.
Oregon,
it's like a dugout
is not
jacket.
Washington. Cool. Portland is not Seattle. Okay, I can't. Please,
I hate those losers.
Can we just get our own MLB team for the love of God?
Actually, they did like Wazoo, Washington State, University of Washington, Seattle Pacific. No Beavers to be excited.
People can kiss my ass.
They did the Ducks, but not the Beavers.
That is such a great drop, that Jason Worth.
it's right here.
It's just post game, just right in like Jason. Nobody thought that you would be able to contribute to the team the rest of the season after the injury. What do you have to say to all the doubters out there?
Yeah, people can kiss my ass.
Crocos Wild!
Do you have the DUI clip of him too? Hey, here I'm a Major League Baseball
Jason,
player.
Jason, what did you say to those cops that pulled you over on the side of the road?
Yeah, people can kiss my ass.
Hell yeah.
It's not my favorite extreme moment that things go, you know. I do love the
"Nah, we ain't taking that."
I am a big fan of that.
Also, just the context of that clip of being the White Sox announcer after you guys have lost a billion games in the season.
Hey, Tommy Pham, what do you think about the White Sox losing 200 games?
"Nah, we ain't taking that."
Yeah, you're clearly taking it.
You're clearly taking
it. Over and over and over again.
I mean the best of all time.
Down goes Anderson! Come on.
But that's not a player. That's just a moment that I choose over all of them.
It was a classic. It was a classic one. I mean, you could play that for anybody. They'd be like, "Oh, was that a boxing match from 1968? And they'd be like, "No,
dude, I was at a bar the other day." Again, shocking.
What?
The same one or another?
Play the
one?
Breaking news sounder.
And there was this guy who was trying to become a regular. He's an older gentleman. He's in a Hawaiian shirt, rips cigarettes, and then walks to the bathroom and does one of those like, and then spits in the garbage can kind of thing.
But he's still alive. Okay.
But he's still alive. And he dropped the line. We were watching hockey. Okay. I think there was.
Did he say the N word?
I think no, that would have been awesome.
Sir, you gotta go.
There was like baseball or basketball on one of the TVs and the other TV was hockey. And he looked at it and he said, "You know, one day I was watching a fight and a hockey game broke out." You're like, "Oh, God.
Oh, God. Grandpa, shut up.
Oh, God, I can't do this.
Shut the F up.
I can't do this."
Sir, you're done. You're cut off.
If
Not
I
because own, you're drunk, just because that was a
If I
own
the place,
joke.
I've just seen on a normal day for life.
He thought back. He was awfully funny. You know an old man. You know an old man saying that I just heard for the first time a couple months ago, and then I was at the checkout line at the grocery store, and an old lady hit me with it, and I think it is just fantastic.
"Fuck two and spit on that thing."
That would have been great.
That would have been amazing
if a 65-year-old woman said that. Like, excuse me.
You want to know the key to life, to Joe?
"Fuck two and spit on that thing."
She said, "What?"
That'll get you real far.
Wow.
It will.
No, some guy said on the golf course, and I saved like $4 on my grocery order, and the lady behind me goes, "Better than a sharp stick in the eye." I was like, that, and the guy on the golf course said that because you know, he hit a shot that could have gone better, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. So we're like, you'll be fine. That's playable. You'll be able to hit out of that. And he's
"Have
like,
you ever
well.
Been to a volcano?"
He's like, "Well, better than a sharp stick in the eye." And I'm like, "That
you are correct.
That is great.
You are correct.
Yes.
We should start that movement of
old timey sayings.
Things you can say to people in any context, and it works. "Oh man, dude, you know, I wanted to get some cottage cheese, but they were sold out. Now, better than a stick in the eye. You're like, yeah, you are correct. It is better than a stick in the eye. Hi, honey. How was your day at work today? You know, it was okay. I had a weird email conversation that didn't really just kind of go the way I thought
someone,
it would.
Well, someone took my Red Bull out of the fridge and drank it. Well, better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Then it's better than driving off the interstate into the river. And you're like, yeah, you're not wrong.
I guess so.
I feel like first world problems is our generation's style of that saying. Like, yep, first world problems.
You know, that's good. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I mean, she ain't wrong.
I just couldn't believe it the first time I heard it. I'm like, that is effing hilarious and amazing and so obvious, yet so great. And then the lady hit me with it before saving my $4 in the line. Better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Lady.
Like, and I was like, come home with me.
Like, what is your litmus test? I saved $4 and you make it sound like, $4, that's a pretty bad thing you just did there. But, you know, it could be worse. You could have a sharp stick in your eye.
Yeah, not very good or not very much, but better than nothing is what the Cambridge Dictionary is describing that as.
Oakley doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you today.
Yeah, we do.
Better
than a sharp stick in the
better eye. Better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Getting higgy with it.
So we will be here with you till 9 o'clock. Only because, like, the bosses let us.
For now.
I mean, Caesar's Palace, in my opinion, should probably cancel this show.
Hey, Dusty, you know what I think is
going to take... It's not revenue-generating. This isn't Circa.
Shut up.
We don't got a lazy river like Mandalay Bay.
Or an aquarium.
Oh, Venetian has an aquarium.
Mandalay Bay's got an
aquarium. They got one, too?
Yeah,
or it's maybe
like
it's Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, they like a fake Eiffel Tower down there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Big old pyramid like the Luxor.
You know, I'm going to talk to
Dusty. Or hookers. Maybe we bring hookers in.
You know,
That's what we're missing.
I'm going to talk to Dusty Sphere, and I'm going to let him know
that this is not a casino.
Well, it should be. Because I think everybody there on drugs is gambling with their life. In that facility.
Well, I'm speaking of people on drugs, I'm pretty sure the Eagles are doing a residency at the Sphere, so perfect. It fits.
Jalen Hurts? Dude, he's got to get ready for a season. That'd be a terrible idea.
Imagine Jalen Hurts. Actually, the linemen are all good singers, right? Have them up there.
Yeah, yeah.
They did that Christmas album.
Yeah, dude, Don Felder is the best left tackle in the business. All right, let's get into some baseball. When we come back...
Have you seen Glenn Frey at left guard?
Glenn Frey is dead.
Exactly.
Then cross him off. All right, we come back. I guess there's some big news from Manfred about people that are dead.
Yeah, speaking of dead
people, we'll just float right into that. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher, everybody. I'm Patrick Harris, Schultzy on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
503-864-6326. That's a fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show.
The fan text line's a she?
I've decided right now, yeah.
A she, they?
She, they. It's kind of like a boat.
She, it?
I think
it's like a boat.
It's okay, like a boat.
See, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a boat.
A boat is a girl.
A boat is a girl. I believe if I owned a horse, my horse would be a girl. I have a horse in the parking lot.
I'd want a stud.
I got a horse in the parking lot.
A thoroughbred.
My vehicle that I purchased from a sponsor that is no longer a sponsor.
Speaking of boats,
I call her a her as well.
Speaking of boats, have you been following that dude from Clackamas that's sailing from Oregon to Hawaii?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's some bro.
I'll read the article when he dies.
Oh, I've been waiting because I started following him on Instagram. Like he quit his job, liquidated his 401k, bought a sailboat. He's just some like 29-year-old bro that used to work at Discount Tires, and he was just like, "F this."
I have actually purchased many tires from Discount Tires.
I've
done it multiple times.
They're usually the cheapest.
Good deals.
Yeah, good deals.
He bailed on his corporate life. I hate my corporate life. I'm going to sail on a boat to Hawaii because I know dad's got money for me when I get home.
I don't know, man. He's a local. He went to Clackamas High School, man. So, I mean, don't insult my guy.
Your brethren?
What's his name again? I just know his cat's name is Phoenix because his Instagram name is Sailing with Phoenix.
He's got a cat with him?
Yes.
Oh, that I love, although I hate the animal cruelty.
His name's Oliver is what it is. But I've been waiting any day to jump on his Instagram story and him to just be absolutely losing his mind and like just
His own death.
Just gone off the rocker. Like he's been out on the boat for like 14 days with nobody else and just he is just losing
his mind.
The home
run stroke.
And so far so good. He's about halfway there.
There's a cat on board, he's already got like 2 million subscribers, right? That's he's just hacking like the algorithm for views.
And realize that it's just like how he laughs, but every time he laughs it sounds like he is scared to death. He's like, "All right, day 5. we're out here. The ocean is it's pretty calm right now." And I'm like, he is scared S-less right
just
now.
Just eventually gets to a point where he's like, "I'm losing my brain because I'm scared of dying at every 10 seconds."
Yeah, it kind of seems like that. But best of luck to Oliver and Phoenix the cat.
Well, I'm rooting for Phoenix. I hope the boat gets to
Phoenix
Hawaii.
Phoenix overtakes the boat. I'm the captain.
I hope the boat gets to what's the closest? Probably the Big Island. He's probably going to the Big Island because it's the closest.
Yeah, you can actually track his his trip.
Don't care that much.
I check in every day.
Yeah,
to
every
see
day.
Where he's at.
Yeah, see where he is.
See where Phoenix is.
I'm not rooting for Oliver. I am rooting for Phoenix. I hope the boat washes ashore. And Phoenix is like, "Yo, bitch, I'm hungry."
Wrote a tuna on the way
in. You ever seen a cat when they're hungry? My cat looks at me like, "Meow, I'm hungry, bitch."
Yeah, he's about halfway there. He's literally dead in the middle of the Pacific Ocean right now. You can see his little red dot there.
That looks like a giant hurricane.
Up north, yeah. It looks like it looks.
Oh, yeah, good news. Yeah,
it looks hairy
his,
up there.
System there.
God. Anyways.
Shout out to Dusty Mandalay Bay, who is doing his job and listening to the show right now.
Hey, the most important show.
Kind of shocking.
The most important show on 1080 The Fan is the one that's on air.
You know, that means he heard me say this show's not profitable, so you should probably shut it down.
No, lack thereof. It's very profitable.
Says the sales guy who doesn't sell my show.
I will check
his show.
I will check
any of his shows.
Check the Nielsen ratings.
I'd like to talk to resident Red Sox fan Boss Man because he is not going to be happy with how you are, Joe.
Actually,
Schultzy and I are just here putting in the work.
A little humble brag here.
Schultzy and I are a little Tyrese Halliburton. You're a little like Donovan Mitchell. Just, I get buckets.
A little humble brag. I think that, just about a half of that golf tournament, those whole sponsors.
Your Is boy. That a little boy?
Your boy.
Yeah, I don't see it on a hot quarter or a sports Sunday, so it doesn't count to me.
Well, you know, some of them want to be on other shows, like Golf in the Northwest, man. You can't hate on that.
I do have to share with you guys a story right now. I know we've got a lot to get into. Yes, Manfred and Trump, and let me tell you, there's some stuff we got to get to with some baseball things, but I do have a fun baseball story to tell you. For the third time today, I will tell you, I was at a bar. And I was sitting with a very, very good friend of mine.
At 8 o'clock, we have an intervention with Patrick Harris.
I was sitting with two very good friends of mine. And one of them has a son who's 8 years old, who's the same age as my son.
Their names are Jack Daniels and Jim Beam.
So we like to talk to each other, just kind of check in on, and we really should meet our sons and see if they get along. And then we could have friends that also have kids. Regardless. He's telling me, I'm like, so what are you up to tonight? And he goes, well, my son has a baseball game tonight, and he's 8. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, we'll call him Jimmy. How does Jimmy like baseball?
Can we call him Daryl, because that's funny for a little kid's name?
Done. We'll call him Daryl. So I said, how's Daryl like baseball? And he goes, you know, Daryl just goes, like his friends are there, and he kind of just stands around and BS's with his friends. But they just kind of stand around, and I go, "What do you mean? The coaches aren't teaching them anything?
The coaches aren't coaching?"
I go, "The coaches aren't teaching me anything." He goes, "No, dude, the coaches are absolutely terrible. They just let them stand around and do nothing." While we're standing there, there's a guy at the bar ordering a beer, and he turns around and looks at us, and I didn't think anything of it.
Hey, you're Daryl's dad, aren't you?
And that guy turns around and walks away, and my buddy looks at me and he goes, oh God. And I go, what's that? And he goes, well, I'm just kind of staring off, and I noticed this guy had leg tattoos. And I was like, man, those look familiar. And then I looked up at his face while he was looking at me directly in the eye. That guy's my kid's coach.
Whoopsie.
Hopefully he heard him.
I think he did.
Yeah. Take it as a sign. Take it as constructive criticism.
And so,
I'm not doing my part as a little league baseball coach.
So what I said to Daryl's dad, we'll call him Jimmy. So what I said to Jimmy was, I was like, well, you're okay. He was really stressing out. He was like, oh my God, I got to go to a game tonight. Daryl's got a game tonight. I just insulted his coach in front of him. How am I going to go to this game tonight? And I said, well, Jimmy, remember, Daryl's coach can be mad at you for saying he's a bad coach all he wants, but he's having an alcoholic beverage before he goes to coach your son game.
Hey, you got
to
cope. You know, you gotta get your mind right.
So we're sitting there and laughing, all right? We're just laughing at Jimmy, and Jimmy is such a great guy, and he's just kind of taking it and having fun with it. And he gets up to leave, and he goes, all right, guys, well, I got to go. I got this game, but I also got to go home and change my identity. We were talking about shave your beard, like put on a disguise, get the Bobby Valentine glasses.
Oh, Jimmy, glad you can make it to
practice.
And nose
and the fake mustache to go to the game tonight. Well, then I follow up with him today. I see him today. And he goes, you remember that moment where I saw Daryl's coach? And I said, yeah. He goes, everybody on this team, they're late to the ball. So when they hit the ball, it goes up the first baseline.
Yeah.
This kid's ahead of it. And this kid hits the ball straight to third base where my kid's playing, where Daryl's playing. Daryl's playing third. Daryl clean grabs it. Backhand clean grabs it.
Snag.
Goes to turn to first and rolls his ankle Steph Curry style his rookie year.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah, well, you might have asked for that one, Jimmy.
Yeah, so little Daryl's on the ground. The coach runs out to check on him. And then the coach turns to the crowd and goes, is Daryl's dad here? Is Daryl's dad here? And my boy Jimmy has to go out there to check on his kid.
And then that's when they realize who.
And they went eye to eye. And they look at each other and they both go, sup?
Hey. What's up, a-hole? All right.
Hey.
Hey, you can't yell at me for talking trash about you because you've been drinking.
Well, clearly they needed better training staff, too. Kids rolling ankles over there.
You know, I think the world in the 8-year-old baseball is probably a struggle. We should ask. We should ask Boss Man. You know, Dusty Mandalay Bay. He's a coach. He would probably.
Oh well, I hear stuff out for Little League the other day.
No, I hear about Cooley's Little League escapades all the time.
They're Red Sox fans. That's what they get.
His son's team, the Moose, or again, I don't know
the Moose.
I don't know what the plural is for Moose.
Moose Eye.
Well, we call them the Mises.
The Mises.
Because, yeah, we don't know what the plural is.
Jesus for us Mises.
But whenever he leaves the office to go to practice, he's like, all right, the moose are loose today. And then we throw up the antlers to him. Antlers up. Antlers up, bitch.
That reminds me of Vacation, the first Vacation movie. Marty the Moose says you cannot pass.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that is, I feel for Jimmy, your bar friend, because that is awkward. Awkward enough with sports parents. He just made it infinitely more awkward.
The worst part is Daryl, his kid, is a wonderful kid. An absolute wonderful kid. And he is caught in the middle.
Yeah.
If you're Daryl, whose side do you take?
He's batting ninth, and he is getting that 3-inning minimum, and that is it.
Does Daryl go the route of, coach lets me play third, and that's my quarterback, that's my teammate?
It's a tough position to play,
or does he take his dad's route, who's trashing his coach, who lets him play? He's not in right field, I'll tell you that.
Does he want to play?
Well, he's not in right field, so I think he's solid.
He distanced himself from his dad. Look, as a career
right fielder, if I ever played third base, I would probably choose the coach over my dad.
Yeah. I would too.
Without a doubt.
I think Joey's going to have to come to this.
And I like Fisher too. And I like my dad a lot. But as a career right fielder, I would take third base every day. I'd take coach.
I think Joey's going to have to cross this bridge at some point when he gets to high school and in basketball. He's going to be like, listen, dad, I love you, but my coach, I got to start taking sides with him on this.
All right, when we come back, let's dive into some actual baseball. The commissioner came out today and made a statement.
The plural of moose is moose.
Moose.
Just moose.
I saw a moose. The other day, I saw a gallop of moose.
I don't know what the collection of
the
moose.
Gaggle yeah. of moose.
Gaggle of yeah, moose. Gaggle. That's
the good. Murder of, of moose.
I saw...
Moose will murder you. I almost said mooses.
Moose
will
loose.
Murder you.
Oh, I
they will
it.
Absolutely just.
Oh, yeah. I would
yeah,
not
they're
get.
Huge.
I want to get close to that.
They're
thing.
Massive.
All right. When we come back, the commissioner of baseball came out and said something that apparently we are forced to talk about. Are you guys ready? Are you buckled up?
No.
Do you got this in your britches? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I like to think we were ahead of the storm.
The Hot Corner, they were talking about this weeks ago.
I think the Hot Corner is the best show.
Before anybody else knew, my friends.
Patrick Harris, he's a little fat. He's a good friend of mine, but he's a little fat. I don't really like him, but Joe Fisher is a brilliant mind.
Portly Patrick, that's what I call him.
Portly Patrick, I love him, but Joe Fisher is the best. When we come back, let's get into what happens after you die. Can you benefit from dying? We'll do that next, but first, Schultzy with sports.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I watched my team today. And then you kind of like go and look at the later windows and kind of see what you want to watch. And, you know, I always got an eye on the Mariners, but, you know, I can't watch it because I'm the local blackout. But I'll tell you what I like to do is look at what's the best pitching matchup of the day. Okay. Scherzer versus DeGrom. Click. Yep. Into that. You know, Logan Webb versus Yamamoto. Yep, click. I'm on to that. A little sneaky under the radar today is Max Fried, Brian Wu. That's probably the best pitching matchup of the day. On right now, and it's 0-0 in what? What is it, the third, fourth?
Bottom four, and Julio just got a hit off of Fried, so that was, what, his second base hit of the game given up?
And
that's,
you know,
that's a vicious cockfight.
I kind of look at a little bit, like, I got Max Fried on a fantasy team, so,
there's a little bit
of fantasy dog comes in the fight, into play, I but I don't want to watch Max Fried versus Emerson Hancock, per se, who has had a decent year, I'm more looking for like a Schwellenbach Skeens kind of situation. But right here is a Max Fried, Brian Wu. I'm in.
Four strikeouts for Wu.
Sign me up.
Hell yeah.
I'm in for that. Let me tell you, Brian Wu, even though I'm not going to go there.
Have you seen Max Fried? He doesn't even have a 1 ERA.
Pitches in the greatest city known as New York City.
I built that city with my own bare hands.
Let me tell you.
Giant, big, unquestionably large hands.
You wouldn't call him Dusty Mandalay Bay if it weren't for me. Let's get into this, guys. We talked about this a couple weeks ago as this kind of came down the
pedophile
pipeline.
Pedophile Pete, that's what I call him.
He's my boy because I am too. We talked about this a couple weeks ago because there was this weird thing with the president of the United States of America reaching out to baseball about getting Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. All right. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. You can check that out on the podcast, wherever you get them, plus Odyssey and 1080thefan.com.
Was there a Qatari plane involved in this?
McDonald's only. And what's interesting is Rob Manfred came out today and said that anybody on the banned list that is no longer alive has essentially served their term.
I'm sorry, just your tease for the last segment. Is dying a benefit?
Dying in this case is a benefit
I guess so. Yeah.
You are now no longer banned from baseball as Cal Raleigh hit a one-run double. Bringing Julio all the way around. That's some bad fielding.
I mean, do you benefit? You don't even
know.
That's
some bad fielding. Like, the Yankees, oh, God, that's bad.
They're
fielding.
Sloppy. What did I say?
Who is that in center field?
Trent Grisham with the ugly-ass mustache. Yeah.
That was bad fielding. That's really bad fielding.
He tends to do that in center field.
Anyway, the benefit of dying is that if you are on the banned list in Major League Baseball, you are no longer banned as you have served your lifetime punishment. That includes Shoeless Joe Jackson, also his teammate Buck Weaver from the 1919 Black Sox scandal.
Are there anybody left alive from that team?
Eddie Seacott's not still hanging
128
around.
128 yeah, years God. Old, possibly.
You know, I found out there was an owner on
There's
that list.
There's a guy just waiting to die. Please!
I found out there was an owner on that list, and I was more shocked that it was not Marge Schott who was not banned for life, even though they basically told her to go away. She's like, Donald Sterling is banned for life. And I was like, yeah, like Martin Schott, right? Yeah, you deserve it, you losers.
They're like, actually, she's not banned.
No, it was the owner of the Philadelphia Athletics in 1946, I believe.
Can we posthumously ban people?
Because he bet on baseball. And speaking of betting on baseball, that also exhumes Pete Rose from being banned from baseball. And what's interesting is, like, we're a baseball show here. I was talking to Joe before we started, and these are kind of conversations that I don't love getting into, if I'm being honest with you. I don't love talking about Pete Rose. I don't love talking about steroids, because I feel they're kind of situations that are more like, if I'm being honest with you, uneducated talk.
Well, it's also, let's be honest, it's redundant. It's been the same thing for years. I will say, though, this is something different in those conversations.
It's true.
For how long have you been saying Pete should be in the Hall of Fame?
And I
how
agree.
Dare they do this to Pete?
Yeah,
I agree.
We finally have the answer to that conversation every show had, like, dead August when we have nothing to talk about. They bring this
it
up.
It sounds like List radio, which I don't love doing, and I don't love talking about steroids, and I don't
love
talking about...
The old ace in the hole. Should Pete Rose be allowed
right,
back in?
Right, right. I got nothing to talk about. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour,
Pete Rose,
here's the hit king.
Aww.
You know, and before you text in on the fan text line, yes, I'm aware of the allegations on Pete Rose and his admission of not being an awesome person. I completely get all that. I think what's more fascinating about this is that it's now in the hands of the Baseball Writers Association of America. That's what I think is more fascinating about this situation. I was having conversations with people over the last weeks, months, years, decades about this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, Barry Bonds should be in. And you're like, okay, all right. I get it. Barry Bonds, one of the greatest players to ever play baseball. And I always come back with, there's no sign in Major League Baseball locker rooms that say, don't take steroids. There are signs in every Major League Baseball locker room that say, don't bet on baseball. But what's going to be fascinating by this is how the writers respond. And it's been talked about all day, and, you know, I'll finish up with Joe and then I'll let you go. One of the biggest reasons why I really don't love talking about this stuff is because this is a moment for non-baseball people to chime in about how much they know about baseball. And that drives me absolutely insane.
Baseball gatekeeper over
like,
there,
like,
huh?
When I watch Mad Dog Russo talk about basketball, I'm kind of like, whatever. But when he talks about baseball, I'm like, you might be crazy, but yeah, I'll listen to you. You know, like Michael Kay, you want to talk about the Jets? I'm kind of out on that. You want to talk about the Yankees? I'm going to listen, even if I think you're crazy. And that's kind of why I stay away from this. But this is a new opportunity that actually brings in real potential for things that we haven't seen in baseball for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and Pete Rose died last year. Correct?
Within the last year, I believe.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know why. I don't know. He was the most well-known banned sports figure.
Him and Shoeless.
Like, in all sports, right?
In all of sports.
Like, basketball, I guess, what is it? Tim Donaghy, a referee?
And
like,
Donald Sterling, an owner.
And then in NFL, like, they don't ban anybody.
They don't ban anybody. I mean, you can beat your wife, and as long as you get 12 and a half sacks, you can play next week.
And if it's caught on video, it's just like, well, we're not going to ban him, but...
Hey, guys, just don't sign him, right?
Just don't sign him.
Cool. What was Porter's brother's name? I can't remember the kid from the Raptors that got banned for betting.
Like, oh,
Tuan,
yeah.
Or no, that's not even it.
You
that's
know,
like
we saw the Calvin Ridley stuff and the kids from Detroit.
Yeah, get suspended.
Well, they get suspended, but I think, like, this one player banned from the NBA is probably the most recent one, and we don't even know who he is.
So I'm not gonna you know, the timing and the notoriety of this ban, like, he just died. He is one of the best athletes in the three major sports to ever get a lifetime ban. Like, that is a big deal in itself.
And he's also a top five player in what he is supposed to do.
I will say, though, the timing of our president getting involved in this, and then Rob Manfred being like,
I will look at this.
I am just curious, you know. as Putz, or as Trump said yesterday about the Qatari jet, you know, if someone has, you know, wants to give you something, you know, give you a putt, you take it and say thank you and pick up your ball. And so there's no way there's, you know, just nothing behind this. It's, well, just, you know, Rob just doing something nice, well, right? And not wanting anything in return. And, you know, Trump is giving him a gimme putt, saying, hey, can you, you know what? You should unban Pete Rose and all the dead players. You should just do that. Well, why? What for? Like, what do I get out of this? Nothing. This is just, you know, I'm saying it would be a good thing.
He was a pedophile.
I'm a
pedophile. Let's do it.
Like, it's to me, it's just like there's always an underlying reason. And that could be the cynic in me, but I mean, who are we talking about here?
I will give Manfred a little bit of credit in this situation, because the Baseball Writers Association of America, which is tied to Cooperstown, are not technically Major League Baseball affiliated. They are separate entities. And again, what I will give Manfred a little bit of credit for in this situation is he's probably saying, okay, look, I'm done. Now I got a president talking to me, and it's the, you know, it's the easiest conversation about baseball that we can have is about Pete Rose and Shulis and steroids. So right now, let me just nip this in the bud right now, and I'll say, okay, you know what? Your lifetime ban is over because your life is over.
Yeah.
So now you no longer have to serve the suspension because you are no longer alive. Now, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, which is really only Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe, even though Buck Weaver was a pretty good player for the White Sox. Mm. Now, these guys are available. Now it's out of my hands. You know, he can't sit there, like Manfred can't go on record and yell to the heavens why Ichiro doesn't get 100%. He can't go ask the three people that didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr. He can't ask for how does Tom Seaver only get 88% of the vote. He's like, that's out of my hands. That's not Major League Baseball. So I feel like this was his moment to strike while the iron was hot and say, fine, yep, now you guys can decide. Now I no longer have to deal with this, and you can deal with it.
I mean,
you tell me how this turns out.
He's essentially using the literal definition of the word lifetime, right? Which,
yep.
For me, it's a little confusing because there's also, like, the list is called the permanently ineligible list by some. So permanence, I guess, is only as long as you live, right? Like, that's kind of, it's just wordplay. Like, sometimes words don't mean anything. If Chuck says he's going to quit at ESPN, nobody believes it. But here, we take the literal definition of lifetime, which, I don't know, up until today, I kind of thought meant permanent. But what is permanence? Like, does the tree that falls where no one hears it make a sound? And I feel like, I don't know, you die, and what, now nothing that you did affects anybody? It's a weird definition that I think he's playing with.
Well, and I said this a couple weeks ago, too, is that I think that just the idea of doing something after someone's dead, like, who, like, now that we don't have to face the consequences of this because the person's now dead, like, that makes it all right. Like,
yeah.
And I, does it
wash away wounds?
Now that Pete's dead, we realize how great he was, amazing he was for the game of baseball.
It's like you go to your grandma's funeral.
And we should
funeral.
Honor him. It's like, well, dude, thanks for doing that.
You go to your grandma's funeral, like, and it's like, man, you know, Merlene was such a wonderful woman.
We're going to give her $100,000
now. And I'm sitting there being like, that's my grandma, and she was a bitch. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you guys are all saying she's awesome, but since she's dead, I'm still going to tell you the truth. And I think that's what's most interesting, and I'll come back with that. Does being dead affect how people view this, and will it change come the Hall of Fame? We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Let's finish up this conversation. And guys, I, again,
you're miffed.
Like I said, I struggle with this topic a lot. I do. I think it's kind of lazy radio, if I'm being honest with you, pulling the curtain back.
Well, that's the show, folks. Close music.
I think it's a little lazy radio. I think it's no one's ever going to agree on this. But I think what's interesting is Bart Giamatti in 89 banned Pete Rose for life. And that's the last lifetime ban we've seen in Major League Baseball. Bud Selig takes over as commissioner. He is very good friends with Bart Giamatti. He decides to uphold that, to honor Bart's legacy and hold that grudge, to be honest with you. The way I look at it feels like a grudge of baseball against Pete Rose. Now, Manfred is not super closely tied with Bud Selig and obviously has nothing with Giamatti, who has decided to lift this. So we're now getting movement away. Joe, we were talking in the break, and you know, we both agree on this. In 200 years, when people talk about baseball, are we just going to forget about Pete Rose? No, of course we're going to talk about Pete Rose. He's the all-time hit king. When you look at stats in a sport based on stats, then of course we're going to look at Pete Rose. Guys, Joe, I guess we'll walk to this question. My mom actually just texted me this right now, and I know she's not listening, but she just texted me right now.
How dare she?
Is Pete Rose going to get in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, because, again...
You think they'll put him in?
Yes, posthumous... Wow, words.
Posthumous?
Posthumous? Yeah, I think it's posthumously.
Hippopotamus? yes, because...
Hippopotamuses are some bad MFers. You ever watch them eat a pumpkin? They destroy.
I love hippos. One of my favorite animals. Top five, for sure.
Dope. Underrated. Like that.
Oh, dude. They are...
Like that a
very
lot.
Territorial. Do not F with hippos.
People can kiss my ass!
Yeah. Trust me. They will rip you to shreds. Yeah, because, I mean, them taking the ban away, yes, opens the door for that. So, yeah, I think he's going to get in, 100%. I think they're going to do this whole, like, kind of ceremony that letting everybody who they think that is banned, that is a Hall of Famer, in, and just do this whole, like, remorseful, you know, as time has gone on, we have learned that,
I love how we always
the contribution.
I love how we always go into Trump voice.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. Well, he has no chance of showing sympathy, so that's voice wouldn't be appropriate for that. But they're going to have a whole thing where they're talking about, like, you know, as time has gone on, we have realized that these players' impact to the game of baseball means
so
much.
And there'll
be
a plaque saying everything about them, et cetera.
And Sarah McLachlan, Arms of an Angel, will be playing over the video, and, you know, kumbaya, everybody gets in.
I actually think Shoeless Joe has a better shot than Pete Rose.
Well, yeah, it's been 100 years. Like,
and his involvement. 100
plus!
His
time heals all wounds, brother.
It's not even just that. There is a very, very important distinguishment to be made between the two. Shoeless Joe, even though he is, we still don't know, rumored and thought to have, or even possibly accepted $5,000 from gamblers to throw the 1919 World Series.
He
still
batted over 300,
375,
was great
hit the only home run of the series for the White Sox. Like, it doesn't look like he was involved, so he'll be put right in. Pete Rose, it's obviously a much longer discussion.
Joe, you got to vote.
Well, yes, because I said this during the break, is that, you know, the whole ban from playing, being a coach, being a part of a clubhouse, being part of an organization, like, there's part of me that I can agree with. Like, that's like, listen, we can't trust you with baseball decisions because mm-hmm. of the decisions you were making while playing.
Mm-hmm.
But gambling on baseball didn't have anything to do with him getting a billion hits.
Yeah.
For being one of the best players in the game.
I think
like that, those two to me are mutually exclusive, where it's just like, yeah, he was gambling on sports, but also he was absolutely raking and got, what was his final hit total? Like 4,000? I mean, what was it?
4,165.
Yeah, like
52 something.
I'm sorry. The dude was amazing at baseball. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He should not be banned from the Hall of Fame because of gambling. I'm
4,256. Oh, I said 4,156. Check the tape. I want you to know I know my baseball.
You were 100 short.
Again, I just like, if I have a vote and they're allowing me to vote now on Pete Rose being involved, I'm being like, yeah.
Well,
because like, I have common sense about, and I'm also a big proponent, and it may sound like, you know, people are like, well, what about this guy? He was a complete douchebag. Kurt Schilling. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's part of me where I just am kind of like, dude, was the guy a flamethrower and absolutely one of the most clutch pitchers in playoff history? Yeah. Is he a dude? This isn't the great people, great personality Hall of Fame.
It'd be half empty.
Yeah. It's like, as I've grown older and I start to care less about things, I start to care less about the, like, well, this player, yeah, he's really good, but. you know, off the field, he said this and did this. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I just watch the game, and if he's a good player, that gives me enjoyment, entertainment from watching the game. That's kind of just what I care about now. Well,
this is what drives me nuts about this, and like I said, is that it opens the door for so much more stuff. You just mentioned Curt Schilling, right? But like,
cool. Let him in. Just don't let him talk.
And this is why.
Cut his mic off if you have to.
This is kind of why I hate these conversations, because it reminds me about talking about abortion. Yeah, I said it. Talking about abortion. There are a lot of people with very strong views on both sides, and you're never going to get them. Now, abortion is a lot more of a serious issue than who should be allowed in the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying that by any means. But if you decide that Pete broke rules and can't get in and now we let him in, when does the conversation go to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens?
I think they should all be in too.
But that's what I mean, and that's why that's what I was kind of alluding to, why these conversations are so difficult and challenging for me as a person, as a baseball fan, and as a member of the media, why they are such challenging topics for me, because where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Because I look at Pete and I say, if you give me a vote right now, do I vote for Pete? The answer is yes. He's one of the greatest hitters of all. It's like him and Tony Gwynn and Ted Williams are the greatest hitters, and Ichiro are the greatest hitters of all time. Okay, that's your Mount Rushmore. But when you get to like steroid guys, I'm like, well, I don't know. Is this guy good because of his natural talent, or is he good because of the juice? And then it just makes everything so convoluted. So I wonder if at the end of the day, these writers and these people in baseball, that kind of quote-unquote control mafioso style baseball, if they just say no because they don't want to open that can of worms.
And listen, I would love to, you know, have the three people out there that are listening to the show text in their opinions, 503-864-6326, because maybe I'm out.
Well, Mandalay Bay is listening.
Maybe I'm just out to lunch on it.
Maybe I'm out to lunch,
like,
Joe.
I just...
Like, it's not you versus me.
Maybe it's easy for me to just be like, well, was he good at baseball? Yes, cool.
Joe,
let him in.
I actually think most people agree with you. I think I'm the fuddy-duddy.
I don't know. I guess it depends on if you go on Twitter, Reddit, or Instagram and read the comments, right?
Oh, I am.
Well, see, nobody's...
Depends on which one you go to, because you're
NBA
get...
draft lottery. I want to have a conversation with you about where you go for social media and where I go for social media, because I bet those things were very, very different.
I know we got to get out of here, but it's just odd. It's a different conversation to have, because no steroid user, like other than maybe one, like Roberto Alomar wasn't banned for steroids, was he?
No, he spit on an umpire.
Thank you.
Cost
that's
him first
why.
Ballot.
Thank you. That's why.
But he went in second ballot with like 89% of the vote.
Exactly. So yeah, you talk about the hall of good guys or not, but like this
well, that's
was
what it cost him. First ballot's a big deal.
This was a player that was on the banned list, then taken off. Unprecedented. Steroid users never on a banned list. Right. This is just kind of a holier than thou list of guys we won't
put
on. Pudge
Rodriguez, David Ortiz, mm-hmm. Jeff Bagwell, Mike Piazza, shall I continue?
But they're all nice guys, right?
I guess they're nice guys. All right, we come back. Let's get back to the field, all right? Let's get back to what's going on. Do you believe that this is the chance of Team USA, plus fair or foul? We'll get to that. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. The Hot Corner. This is Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. 1080 The Fan.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.